Hopkins. Bryant for the win.
Interviews from your favorite local coaches and athletes.
He's getting to the basket at will, and he's hitting that three-point shot with some consistency now, and he's just in a groove right now where he's pretty well unstoppable.
Hall of Fame and legendary guests.
I was driven by loving to play, liking the challenge of being an NFL quarterback, but after 18 years, I was 1 month short of 39 years old. It's time to go.
Analysis and insight on the latest national sports topics. Live, it's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome, Drive Time Sports, right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Happy as always to be with you on the afternoon drive today. A best of edition of Drive Time Sports. We have a lot going on, a lot of local basketball. And so today we're going to recap three segments that most certainly have relevance heading into the weekend. One being AFC and NFC championship talk. And we get the Chiefs and the Bills. And we get the Packers and the Buccaneers. It's shaping up to be a very interesting week of NFL football. I'll tell you right now, I like Buffalo to come out of the AFC. I did before the injury to Patrick Mahomes. I just felt like that team is built to beat Kansas City. Hard to underestimate the Super Bowl champs. I just got a feeling about Buffalo for some reason. And then in the NFC, I like Green Bay as well. I think that's been the best team in the NFC all year long. In a conference that is wide open, but I like Green Bay. We'll talk about both of those games. Also, we'll talk NBA basketball. The Utah Jazz are playing fantastic. And they picked up another victory last night, topping New Orleans. And I know the talk today is the post-game interview. Donovan Mitchell's been fantastic. And the Jazz just keep winning games. And Shaquille O'Neal last night, I felt he tried to embarrass Donovan Mitchell on national TV. I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but if you watch the interview, you know what I'm saying. He basically told Donovan Mitchell he doesn't believe he's that guy that can get the Jazz to the next level. He asked Donovan what he thought about that. Donovan said, all right. You know, and that rubbed Jazz media, Jazz fans, the wrong way, and rightfully so. Look, Shaquille O'Neal, as great as he was, could have been the greatest. We could be talking about a guy that has eight championships. Couldn't get along with Kobe Bryant because Kobe outworked him every single day. Got on national TV last night and had the right to make a comment, like thought he had the right to make a comment like that against Donovan Mitchell. Disrespectful as can be. The Utah Jazz are playing some of the best basketball in the NBA right now. We talked about the Jazz, where they fit in the Western Conference, and we talked about the East and some of the best defensive squads. So those are the three segments coming up. We'll get some NBA talk, we'll preview the AFC and NFC championship games, and that's all coming up right here on the best of Drive Time Sports, set to close out this week. So let's get this show off and rolling. More straight ahead right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. It's Drive Time Sports. Back right after this.
You get what you pay for. How many times have you heard that? When it comes to mattresses, though, you do get what you pay for. The Serta iComfort Hybrid Mattress helps comfortably cool and support every curve of your body. Bill's Home Furnishings is your certified Serta mattress dealer. So if you care about where your money goes, stop into Bill's Home Furnishings today and ask about the Serta iComfort Hybrid Mattress. Ask about 90 days, same as cash financing. Bill's Home Furnishings, serving Carbon and Emery counties since 1976.
When selling your home, you want to make as much money as you can. But do you know how? Your local realtor does. Their professional experience will help you to understand how to make the most of such a large transaction. Plus, they can help you know what changes need to be made to prepare your home before you list it, to make sure you get as much money as you can out of it. Your home is one of the biggest investments you'll make. Make sure you're getting the most out of it and call a local realtor today. This message brought to you by the Carbon Emery Board of Realtors.
Ready, Aim, Fire. Carbon County Recreation will be having a winter indoor archery program on Saturdays beginning November 7th. Archery will be held every Saturday at the Carbon County Event Center from 9 to 1 p.m. Fees are $10 per person for adults and just $5 for youth 17 and under. Discounted punch passes are available. Concessions will also be open. What a great family event. Bring your kids and start making memories. For a complete schedule, call 636-3702.
Hello, Castle Country. Jay here with Castle Country Hobby Ponds Gun and Ammo. Have you ever thought about owning an AR-15? How would you like to custom build your own AR-15? Come into Castle Country Hobby Pond Guns and Ammo, and we'll show you how. We have all the necessary parts and equipment you'll need to build your own custom AR-15. That's Castle Country Hobby Ponds Gun and Ammo at 828 East Main Street in Price, or give us a call at 637-PON. We'll see you soon.
Are you ready to start a New Year's resolution that will make you feel good the whole year? Castle Valley Orthodontics says there's no better resolution than the one that makes you feel better about yourself. And braces or Invisalign will do just that by giving you a healthy, confident smile to be proud of. No more closed mouth smiles or shielding your teeth when you laugh. A beautiful smile is a wonderful resolution that keeps on giving for a lifetime. If you are ready to learn more about braces or Invisalign treatment, give Castle Valley Orthodontics a call at 637-2222. Today.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Football Tuesday here on Drive Time Sports. Got a lot to get into. AFC, NFC championship games are set. Coming up this Sunday, we get the Packers and the Buccaneers. Plus, we get the Bills and the Chiefs. Bring in Vinny Rondinelli to talk about it. Vinny, I always say the divisional round, that's where you get your best football doubleheaders each day. But, boy, there's something special about getting to the AFC and NFC championship. Can't stress this enough. That's the goal for every team every year, right?
Conference championship.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
You're one win away from getting to the Super Bowl. At that point, you get a two-week break. Anything can happen once you get to the big game. But
right.
It's getting to the NFC Championship, the AFC Championship. And you know what? In all fairness to Tampa Bay, and I think this is a great place to start with the Buccaneers, they had a very difficult road to get there. They had to win two games to get there. They were the 5 seed. We can't forget about that.
Yeah, they did. They had to gut one out against an upstart team and a backup quarterback. You had that Washington team. They really had something to say, nothing to lose.
Front seven's great.
You know, then they go to New Orleans, a team that beat them up twice. It kind of embarrassed them twice, right? They're on the road. Again, the fans weren't an issue, but here you are on the road with the division opponent and a team that's embarrassed you. And they went a different way, right? So This game, Tom Brady, for all the talk of Tom Brady, Drew Brees, both of them were pretty awful in the game. Let's just be honest. They didn't play great. So how do you win? Dominant defense and turnovers. And so, you know, Tampa Bay, credit to them for getting it done a different way, which is a credit to the coaching staff and the defense stepping up. But this is a big one. And after watching that, though, let me just ask you, are you taking Tampa Bay to go into Green Bay and win?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. When you look at the quarterback play in itself, Aaron Rodgers, I shouldn't say he doesn't make a mistake because he had a couple of bad throws against the Rams.
He had a couple
Rams.
Bad throws. Two throws in a row. We got impatient.
Two throws in a row.
Yeah, he did.
And he did the same thing week 17 against the Bears.
Yeah.
He had a couple of bad throws. But for some reason, people don't catch those bad throws when Aaron Rodgers tosses them, and I don't quite know why. But if I got to look at these defenses, because Devin White right now, my goodness.
He was lights out.
This kid is fantastic.
Yeah, he was lights out.
He is a good football player
All
the way around, okay? But when I look at the quarterback position alone, I don't trust Tom Brady. And I don't believe they capitalized on short fields against New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, he did not play good football.
People can talk about 14 conference championship games. Yes, I get it. It's impressive. I'm not saying it's not. What I am saying is they score 30 points off of short fields. And I don't believe you are going to have that amount of short fields against the Green Bay Packers. I just don't believe it's going to happen. I think you've got a quarterback that takes care of the football, very good at home. You know, Aaron Rodgers has not thrown an interception in a playoff game at home in over a decade.
Well, your Rams helped that. Your Rams helped that Sunday.
Everybody helps that.
Yeah, everybody helps that. But the mojo, you can feel that mojo, though. I mean, they didn't look rusty. You know, for the Packers, you watch that game and you're going to say to yourself, all right, what can they improve? Catch the ball a little better. The receivers dropped.
Lazard dropped one.
Yeah, I think there was four or five drops.
Statling dropped one, yeah.
Other than that, I mean, they played pretty good. Jaire Alexander played great.
Mm-hmm.
I really like to see him there at home. The weather will be a bigger factor because it's supposed to be 20, get a little wind, maybe even a little snow flurry. So the weather is going to be brutal. Brady's used to it. Not many guys on that team are.
No, and again, yeah, your 43-year-old quarterback is who didn't look in weather
and,
like this.
And again, you know, when you're getting into these games, you get so deep into them, you know, it's not a shot against Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. I get it. And he had a nice streak going. But Sunday, he did not play well. Nope. That's just a fact. He did not. He missed open guys. I think he missed Gronk three times open.
Yeah,
and the big throw he did make, Scotty Miller slid in and underthrew it. That was not a good throw.
Nope.
Godwin was wide open for touchdown. He overthrew him.
He's been this way, though, Vinny, for the last 3 or 4 years. And I know they won a Super Bowl before he exited New England recently, but he wasn't great in that Super Bowl. He wasn't great in the playoffs last year against Tennessee, remember?
No, he wasn't.
So, I mean, it's father time's undefeated. Let's just be real.
Yeah, and so adding into cold weather and that Packers team, the mojo they got going, and they're running the football. And I'm interested to see an X factor for me, Jordan, is, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. It's how about Dylan? You know, Dylan for the Packers, 250 pounds. You know, he limped off the field. I hope he's okay because if he's 100%, he adds something to that run game because Williams is a very punishing runner.
Yep.
Jones is a very quick, fast runner. And then Dylan just really pummels you. So you have three different runners. And when they were running the ball, you could see like, whoa. This team looks a lot different. This team looked great when they were running the football because, hey, your Rams, you watched every game. That's a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Donald not 100%, which makes a huge difference, don't discount that. They look good running the football and then a nice game plan for, you know, that bye week. I think they knew they were playing the Rams.
They did, sure.
They knew. And, you know, they didn't. It looks to me like they knew right off the Rams were going to beat Seattle because that game plan looked like it was tailored just to them.
It wasn't, and you hit it right on the head. Aaron Donald is constantly drawing double and triple teams. That didn't happen in this game because he was 60% of Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
He was effective, but he's not Aaron Donald.
And to Jenkins' credit, I think, you know, he was a Pro Bowl player and he did a fine job, but he gets some help and everything else. But no, you're never going to, even your Pro Bowler is never going to go one-on-one with Donald every snap. It's not going to happen. And I think they could double team him and it made a big difference.
Now, in talking about what they did offensively, and let's flip this now for a second when we talk about Green Bay defensively, because the rushing defense was something that I thought maybe the Rams could exploit, and they did at times. Cam Akers had a lot of success in that contest.
Yeah, he did good look running the ball.
I just do not believe that Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones are going to combine for 130 on the road in Green Bay against this Packer defense. I don't believe that. And another telling thing for those stat geeks out there, the Buccaneers had less than 70 plays in this game against New Orleans, put up 30 points. Do you know why they had less than 70 plays?
They only had to go 20 yards.
That's exactly it.
Defense basically scored three touchdowns. Let's be honest.
Do you honestly believe that's going to happen in Green Bay?
No, it's not. And it's a difference. And, you know, this is going to be a different game plan. And people are going to wonder, well, how did they get these questions? You know, both of us get them. Well, how do you shut down Drew Brees, but Aaron Rodgers goes wild? Well, I'll tell you why. You can blitz Drew Brees and sit on routes because he cannot throw it. At this point in his career, he can't beat you deep. Trust me right now, if you blitz Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams and Scantling will be running down the field. So you will not be able to sit on those routes. Your game plan will be significantly different because of the speed Green Bay has and Rodgers being able to get to it than it would be with New Orleans. I mean, they basically bump and run Michael Thomas. He didn't even have a catch, Jordan. He literally didn't even have a catch because they could get physical knowing Brees can't throw it over their head anyways. The only big play they had, Jameis Winston had to come in on a trick play.
Well, and if you wonder, this goes back to the idea of using Taysom Hill as a gadget player. Okay, there's an old saying in the NFL, and I believe it to be true, coaches don't become stupid overnight.
No.
Okay,
no.
So if you're wondering why at times Taysom Hill is in the game and Drew Brees is not, you got your answer.
You've got your answer. Yeah, you got your answer Sunday. Limitations. So
Jameis Winston can get the ball downfield.
Drew Brees cannot.
And
Rodgers will. So Rodgers I imagine will, Todd Bowles' game plan is going to be a lot different. I don't believe Sean Murphy Bunting will be playing 60 plays of press coverage on Davante
There's
Adams.
No. There's no way.
I can assure you that will not be the game plan. So I think we'll see more points. But anyways, I'm taking the Packers. I'm taking it by 10 points. I think it's going to be two scores.
I think at the end of the day, we're going to watch this game, and I truly believe that you will say, Packers got a better test in the divisional round.
Yes.
I believe that.
Yeah, and we made that point, and you made it with your Rams, and I believe you were correct in that, because that was a good football game, because they run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if Donald's 100% and a little more explosion, you know, like we talked about off the air, that was a close football game. I'm with you. I think that the Packers roll Tampa Bay.
I don't see it going any other direction. And again, you know, one of the other things that has stood out to me, you can tell me if I'm wrong here, Chris Godwin has not had a good second half of the season.
How about 3-4 games in a row? He looks lost.
He has not played well. And he's going to be a factor in this game. And to go along with that, I just don't believe that Tom Brady can get the ball down the field against this Packers squad, especially when you got a receiver like Chris Godwin who does look lost.
And, you know, and teams are playing, they have a good game plan for them. They're playing cover two, and they're rushing four. Well, guess what? They can rush four in Green Bay. Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary coming on, Preston Smith, they can get to him with four. So that'll be a big part of this football game, but I just don't see Brady chucking the ball 40 yards down the field in Lambeau to beat the coverage. Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
I don't either, and I'll give you a stat, and to me, this determines your winner. If Brady throws 35 to 40 times in this game,
it's a blowout.
Because
yeah, I agree with you.
The balance against New Orleans, it was there.
It was there.
He
they ran the ball well. Yeah.
33 passes, 35 rushes, right? And Tom Brady had five of those carries, by the way, because he is that good when it's fourth and
yes.
an inch.
Yes.
You know, I can't remember the crazy stat that he converts almost at will. However, that's what they're going to need. They're going to have 40 rushes in this game to keep it close. I really believe
Absolutely,
that.
They will. They will. And they're going to have the Packers will have to help them. They're not going to man up and beat them. The Packers will have to turn the ball over, which they did earlier in the year
yep.
when Tampa Bay beat them on the road. In Tampa Bay, excuse me. So, yeah, I don't see that happening.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. Before we do that, you're going with the Packers.
Two scores.
I'm going with the Packers as well. I think they win by double digits on top of that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk Bills. We'll talk Chiefs. I think this is going to be a fun one. More Drive Time Sports right after this.
Cleaning companies are making a lot of money right now claiming to sanitize your carpet and furniture. Unfortunately, there's not a way to actually sanitize those kinds of surfaces. But according to the CDC, simply cleaning your carpets and furniture removes germs from surfaces. By removing them, it lowers their numbers and the risk of spreading infection. So stop wasting money on companies claiming to sanitize your carpet and furniture and give CleanTech a call at 650-1933. CleanTech, your carpet and furniture cleaning experts.
Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help you get started on managing your finances better with their low-interest debt consolidation loan. Minimum payments made to several different high-interest credit cards are not going to get you debt-free very quickly. Come into a Desert View branch today and let them help you get your debt consolidated into one easy, low-interest payment. Get control of your debt and your finances and come into Desert View Federal Credit Union today.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NCUA.
So you just got home from work and you find that your fur baby is sick. Just like when your child is sick, you don't want your poor dog to suffer overnight. But who do you call? Emory and Carbon Animal Health is here for you. They offer after-hours emergency pet care, so you don't have to spend the whole night worrying. Just give them a call. 637-VETS, any hour of the day or night, and they will be there to help. With a friendly and knowledgeable staff, your fur baby is in good hands at Emory and Carbon Animal Health. Call 637-VETS.
So, tell me something. Do these modern trucks have a switch to roll up the window, or do you prefer driving with the window down in the middle of winter?
Funny. The motor inside the door is broken. I don't know how to fix it. And why didn't you bring a coat?
I hate wearing a coat inside a vehicle. Why don't you stop by Frank's Glass? They fix electric windows, you know.
No, I did not. When were you going to reveal this important information to me?
I just did.
Frank's Glass repairs and installs door window regulators located at 128 West Main Street. Or visit Frank's Glass on Facebook or Instagram.
You hear that? Yeah, me too. Who wants to go out in this? I do. This winter, get your family and friends together and get to Gateway Lanes. Gateway has open bowling Monday through Saturday, and the snack bar is open. Times for open bowling are Monday through Thursday, noon to 5:30, and noon to close on Friday and Saturday. 94th South Main and Helper. Gateway Lanes can help ease the pain of your winter blues.
You are listening to the best of Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We just talked NFC, now let's move over AFC Championship preview. We get the Chiefs and the Bills, and I've been saying this all along, Vinny. We go back to when the playoffs started. I took Buffalo to come out of the AFC.
Yeah, and I'm sticking with that. And of
you
course,
took them as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this team. I like where they're going. They got that mojo. They got that swag going on. And, of course, the whole week is going to be one thing, right? We know what the question is. The entire game is going to be surrounded by what? Mahomes' injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes away from some of the other great things other guys have done. If Mahomes 100%, this is going to be a good ball game still. I don't believe, Kansas City blows him out. Kansas City's having trouble scoring points. And that Cleveland defense is not nearly as good as Buffalo's.
No, there's some holes in Buffalo's defense. But, look, I brought this up yesterday. Buffalo was not put together to knock off the Miami Dolphins. They were not built to beat the New England Patriots.
No.
This team was designed to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And they went out this offseason. I can't stress this enough. Best offseason move? It was Stephon Diggs. There's no question. He went out and found a wide receiver. They tried to do this with Antonio Brown 2 years ago.
Yeah, they did.
They tried,
and he was Antonio Brown.
Yeah. So you go out, you get Stephon Diggs, and it's worked. And defensively, you hold Baltimore to 3 points. You're doing something right because this is a team that wants to wear you down. Now, on top of all that, the weather played a factor in this game.
Oh, absolutely.
Justin Tucker was one of three. We're talking about the greatest kicker, probably the greatest kicker we've ever seen in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
He's the most reliable.
And they weren't chip shots. I think the first one.
They weren't chip shots.
Wasn't the first
one
47?
Yeah. In really windy conditions.
And he missed it by an inch.
Yeah.
I mean, 47-yarder.
So, I look at what Buffalo brings to the table in this game. Look, they proved like they didn't win the game without running the football. We were just talking about Tampa Bay and how they have to run the ball 40, 35 times to have a chance against Green Bay. You would have probably thought the same thing with Buffalo, but look, they didn't run the ball for hardly anything in this game against Baltimore. Crazy scenarios, I understand, but Josh Allen threw the ball 37 times and they still found a way to get a win. Defensively, they're going to cause a problem for Kansas City, and I believe defensively for the Chiefs, there's some holes that Kansas City can exploit, especially with the speed of Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, absolutely. Diggs has been incredible, and they're beat up in the secondary. I believe Breland has concussion, too.
Right.
So the odds are of two of your starters getting concussions, both of them playing with Mahomes and Breland, pretty slim to none. One of them is probably not going to pass protocol. On average, this is the playoffs. We'll see. But, the defense there has not looked good. And that was a tough game. I think, Kansas City, they came out of it, and the backup quarterback was gutsy. But, Cleveland had their chances, too. Let's give Cleveland – can we say, though, the dysfunction of Cleveland's gone?
I didn't buy it to begin with because
– no, literally, though, there were so many people coming to this game like, oh, Kansas City's going to blow them out and embarrass them.
It's stupid logic, though. It's stupid logic.
Yeah, but you could see that Cleveland didn't quit. They were down big. Guess what? They got robbed on a horrible call by the official, by the official. That played a major factor in the game, by the way.
They probably win the game.
Yeah, that was a horrible non-call on that fumble. That was an absolute, the perfect description of targeting or spearing, as it used to be. But beyond that, Cleveland gave them all they could handle.
I never bought it, though, Vinny, that we should look at the Cleveland Browns in 2021 as not being worthy, or the Browns being the Browns. I had this problem with Steeler fans.
Yeah, and
I told Steeler fans, you better be concerned about this game. It's the Browns. Look,
it's not the Browns.
Stefanski has nothing to do with what happened with Butch Davis.
Yeah, exactly.
It has nothing.
Romeo Crimmel. No. Those are all gone. Johnny Manziel, that's gone.
Exactly.
That's gone. Stefanski did a wonderful job.
Correct.
He should get votes for Coach of the Year, by the way. But you could see in that game, though, especially with a Cleveland defense, that's it's not great in the back seven for sure, right? We know the back seven in Cleveland's not very good.
Yeah, Denzel Ward
was out, in and out, and he's the only real great player there. Mm-hmm. So, and Kansas City still had some trouble, even when Mahomes was in the game. So, I like the Buffalo matchup here. Again, weather will not be a factor for Buffalo.
No.
Obviously.
Nope. Crowd's not going to be a factor.
So I guess the game really hinges on whether Mahomes plays or not.
Yeah, but even if he does play, and I don't think you can trust this enough, heaven forbid this happens, but if you barely pass concussion protocol with this aggressive defense, what are the odds that Patrick Mahomes plays, A, timid, or B,
the entire game?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's, I hate to say it, or B, he suffers another concussion.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be very tough for him to clear protocol anyway, right?
Right.
He did not know where he was.
No, he couldn't stand up.
He was.
That was pretty scary. When you watch him fall down, you know, okay, that he's not playing again. And at that point, you know, the reports come out always, and the teams are always, well, he's being evaluated, he's questionable. Any human being that saw him fall go, he's done.
He's not.
That game is over.
It's like in boxing.
Yeah, he's
not. When you get up, when you're knocked down in the sport of boxing and you get back up and you go back down on the canvas, it's over.
It's over.
The fight's over.
The fight's over.
The referee stops the fight.
Yeah.
So it was the same conversation with Patrick Mahomes. And Vinny, I can't stress this enough either, and I got to get this out there. Chad Henne did exactly what he needed to do, right?
Right, exactly.
He did exactly what he needed to do.
He was gutsy. Let's be honest. Chad Henne was gutsy.
He was gutsy, but he made a horrible throw to the end zone that was totally ill-advised. You or I could have picked that pass off.
Yeah, that was, that was pretty bad.
It was an awful, awful throw.
Yeah, that was.
The best play that Chad Henne had was a 14.5-yard rush on third and long that ultimately did prevent Cleveland from getting the ball back. I don't even want to hear about the final play where they snap the ball, Tyreek runs, basically a little
That was a moot point. I know everybody made the – I'm with you.
Throw that out.
I mean,
that's more to do with Andy Reid trusting his quarterback than Chad Henne making that throw. There's not a quarterback in the league that can't make that throw.
I tell you right now, if Andy Reid's sitting next to me, he did that out of fear. He did not want to give them the ball back.
Absolutely not.
He did not. That was a pure, I have to get the ball here and take a knee or we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So the fear drove that. Now, let me tell you, if that was 4th and 7, his fear might have been a little different. So the point you make, Chad Henne, that was a great play. But again, the play before that and that play, horrible defense by the Cleveland linebackers.
Yeah.
The third down before that, he runs a swing route, and he's the only receiver on that side, and the linebacker fails to cover the running back.
Exactly.
So Cleveland's defense, again, that back seven's bad. I don't imagine McDermott and Leslie Frazier not having a better game plan, and they have better back seven players, let's be honest, than Cleveland does.
No, there's no
doubt.
So
this is going to be, and I think this is going to be, even if Mahomes plays, all it's going to be is Allen versus Mahomes in a shootout. I don't buy that.
I don't
either. I think it's 2017, 23-20, somewhere in the neighborhood Mahomes is playing. I'm picking Buffalo. I like that team. I'm sticking with my original pick. If Mahomes doesn't pass protocol, 20-10, 20-9, somewhere in the neighborhood. I mean, Chad Henne plays solid, but they're not winning that football game.
Yeah, I'm telling all Chief fans right now, if Patrick Mahomes does not play, you will not win this game.
Yeah, I don't see how.
You will not win this game.
I don't see.
I'm
Josh Allen will have to hand it to him for them to win this game with Chad Henne.
There's no way because, again, yeah, you can tell me Henne went 6-for-8. You can tell me he looked fine out of the pocket one time. A lot of different scenarios pop up in a game like that. There was some inexperience from Cleveland that showed specifically on the defensive
end. Oh, yeah, their back seven's not good.
No, it's not good. And on top of that, you're missing one of your top edge rushers, let's be real.
Yeah.
Right?
Miles Garrett was really not out there.
So ultimately, when you look at the Browns, yeah, there were some different nuances. You will not win this game without Patrick Mahomes. I assure you, I don't think they win it with him. I really don't.
I just, and there's two angles of this, Jordan. Let's bring this up real quick. I had a friend tell me, he said, it's the NFL. Player safety don't matter. Mahomes will play. He will magically pass protocol.
I agree.
No matter what. Even if he doesn't, they'll find a way for him to play.
I agree.
There's that angle, and there's also the angle of the NFL, all they do is promote player safety. If he's not 100%, how do they let him play?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Because the NFL's in charge of that, not the Chiefs. That's a misconception. An independent guy the NFL sends to the Chiefs after the Chiefs clear him has to agree to that.
I'm glad you put that in there. Because to say that the NFL
cares about player safety? They don't. Otherwise, Rashard Higgins' fumble would not have been ruled a touchback going to Kansas City.
Yeah, how do you call that?
You can't tell me that the NFL cares about player safety
and they allow
in that regard.
Yeah.
Because it was the most blatant, egregious thing I have seen on an NFL football field this season in the playoffs. There's no question.
In college,
he would have been escorted off the field.
They call plays not even close to that, and they get ejected.
Right. Yeah, it was horrible. So
there's two angles to this. So this is an interesting concept for some fans, but for me personally, I don't think he gets to pass protocol. I just don't see how you do that.
So you don't think he plays?
I don't think he plays. I really don't. How do you convince the normal person that he can't even stand up straight, that he passed all his protocols? We're talking about, your team, my team, Bosa had to sit 14 days to pass protocol.
Yeah.
And trust me, he walked right off the field. They didn't know he had a concussion. And this guy can't even stand up, and he's going to pass it in six? Come on.
And Andy Reid makes the comment that if it wasn't for the rules today, he may have returned. There's no way.
That's insanity.
There's no way.
That's coach talk. You know, he's trying to tell people, hey, he'll be here next week. Of course he's going to say that, but I mean, anybody that saw that were like, there's no way he's coming back in this football game.
No, when they made the announcement that he's out for the contest,
we're like, really?
Okay, all right, thanks for the update.
Yeah.
There's no way this guy was coming back in. No, you bring up a great point. I'm curious to see the way it handles it. You know, going back to college football, when Trevor Lawrence had tested positive for COVID, I thought there was no way this kid's going to miss the game against Notre Dame because that was a big game. That was number one versus number three. And he did. College football is different than the NFL. It's different.
It seems that way. And we're going to find out. It's going to be a great test because this is something to talk about.
I hope he passes. I really do. I want to see.
You do.
You want to see the best players out of the
field. They want Mahomes and Allen to play. These are the next generation of quarterbacks. They want it. The fans want it.
Yeah.
But if that independent neurologist walks in there and goes, he didn't pass all his protocols, what happens then? Does the NFL go, how close is he? Yeah, okay. Just judging by Andy Reid's comments and some of the guys he puts on the football field, I'm going to tell you, if he's breathing, I would think they'd play him.
Well, I believe there are two quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'm not meaning this in an insulting or disrespectful way. There are two quarterbacks in the NFL that get separate media treatment than any other quarterbacks. That's Mahomes and Rodgers.
Absolutely.
They just do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you don't believe, you're not watching.
It's not an insult to either one of them.
No.
It's not. Two best quarterbacks in the game right now. I don't think you can argue that.
Yeah.
They're the two best quarterbacks in the game. But the media treatment behind these two, I was blown away in the Packer-Ram game on Sunday or Saturday. We had a split screen. We had to watch Aaron Rodgers' face when this guy was underneath center. I've never seen that before. I have never seen that before.
Yeah,
right?
It's something. And Mahomes is the face of the league.
He's a
great player.
They're the two best quarterbacks in the game.
You know, but Josh Allen, I like his attitude. He's coming for that. He's coming for that respect. And I think Buffalo is too. I mean, they've heard about it.
I agree.
They're coming for that respect. I'm picking Buffalo in a close game, a low-scoring game right now. I'm going to say 21-17.
I always go with the averages, so I'm going to go 27-23 Buffalo.
Okay.
27-23.
Still a close game,
one-score game. But I do believe Buffalo was built to beat Kansas City. I believe that. So I got to go with Buffalo as well.
Okay.
Let's get out for a quick commercial break. We do have one more segment coming up. We'll talk quarterbacks. There's some interesting storylines floating around the NFL regarding quarterbacks. That's coming up next when we return.
Everything rolls around you at Graco's Tire Pros Traction Sale. Earn up to a $100 prepaid Visa gift card with the purchase of four qualifying General tires. Get a $70 prepaid Visa gift card with the purchase of four qualifying Continental tires. Don't forget about no credit financing. Layaway is also available. As always, use your Graco's Tire Pros credit card. Don't have one? Apply online at gracostirepros.com. The annual traction sale is going on now at Graco's Tire Pros on Main across from Maverick.
JN Auto says it's time to get in the auto buying game. JN Auto is a game changer when you're looking for a new vehicle but don't want to pay the new vehicle price. By making JN Auto a part of your team, you can count on finding quality, gently used vehicles with manufacturer warranties and unbeatable prices. You just found the secret to finding the perfect vehicle. It's JN Auto. check out their huge inventory at jnautosales.com. JN Auto in Huntington and Price.
What could be better than high school football and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? What could be better than an afternoon soccer game and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? What could be better than a baseball game and a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken? You get the point, right? Everything is better when you add a hot bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Eating that juicy golden fried chicken and watching your team play live is the best combination ever. Get to KFC before your next game.
Let's talk diesel engines, because at Landon's Diesel, diesel is what they do best. Landon's Diesel prides themselves on being diesel experts, so why would you take your diesel vehicle for even a simple oil change to anyone else? At Landon's Diesel, their staff is trained and certified to keep your diesel running properly. You drive a diesel for a reason: great fuel mileage, power, and dependability, so make sure you treat it to an oil change by diesel engine experts at Landon's Diesel on 300 West in Price.
Hey, Tom, you just roofed your house, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I saved a ton of money doing it myself, too.
Who did you hire to haul all the bundles of shingles to the top of the roof?
I didn't have to hire anyone. I bought my roofing at Magnuson Lumber. They delivered it rooftop for me.
I didn't know anyone did that. It had to cost a lot.
Actually, no. And it saved my back and a whole lot of time. Stop by their store in Castledale and get your roof done so we can go fishing.
When you think home improvements, think Magnuson Lumber in Castledale. They carry what you're looking for to get your home improvement projects done.
This is Derek Favors, number 15 from the Utah Jazz. You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
3-point game, Harris. Pick and roll, Favors takes it strong and one. Oh my, watch Derek Favors take a leap right here.
Back on Drive Time Sports, transition over to the national sports scene. Let's talk NBA basketball. Last night, Donovan Mitchell, 28 points, leads the Utah Jazz to a 118-102 win over the New Orleans Pelicans. Utah playing great basketball at the moment. The excitement, I know, is picking up throughout the state of Utah. It tends to happen when the Jazz play well. They're now 10-4. They've won six consecutive games. They trail the Lakers by a half game of the Western Conference. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest of BasketballNews.com. Kind enough to join us each week, Jamison Welsh. Jamison, thank you again.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me as always. Definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's start by talking about the Utah Jazz. Again, last night, they win their sixth consecutive game. And when you look over the course of that six-game stretch, I'm not going to say the competition has been fantastic. They did beat the Milwaukee Bucks. They embarrassed the Cleveland Cavaliers. And really looking at last night's victory over the Pelicans and even one a couple of nights ago against the Nuggets, I mean, there is some excitement here building with this Jazz squad, and there is the rightful enthusiasm of the fan base now that this team's won six games in a row.
The Jazz are the third best team out West. They are. They are the, after the LA teams, they are the next best team out West. They're consistent. You know what they're going to get. They defend at a pretty high level. Throughout the roster, you know, they have an identity. They're the third best team now. What does that get you? I don't know, but they are the third best team from what I've seen thus far. And the fourth best team is going to surprise you, Jordan. The Spurs, in my eyes, have been very impressive. More impressive than I think anyone's given them credit for. But I think the Spurs have been right there in terms of, you know, be playing complete games and being a lot better than we all thought they would be. But the Jazz have been pretty impressive. Like you mentioned, the schedule hasn't been great, but they've taken advantage of what's been in front of them. They've beaten the Clippers. They've beaten the Nuggets. They've beaten the Bucks. That's pretty impressive thus far. Now, that being said, a lot of people don't understand that they get a lot of teams on the back end of a back-to-back or the tail end of a road trip. So their advantages are a little bit different than other teams. But that being said, they still handle their business. We got to give them credit for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I believe that right now they are the third best team. I know there were a lot of high expectations based around Phoenix. A lot of changes. Some things have got to really mesh in that situation. But I'll do you one better. I agree with you in San Antonio, and I'll throw another team that I believe could be in that mix for the fourth or fifth best team of the Western Conference, and that's the Golden State Warriors. And I feel that way following the injury to CJ McCollum. I know it's just a hairline fracture. I get it. However, he's going to miss at least a month before he's being reevaluated, and we have seen these hairline fractures in a foot cause some serious issues for players moving forward. I think if you remove CJ McCollum from the equation and you talk about a healthy Golden State Warriors squad, I see no reason why Golden State and San Antonio couldn't be a 4-5 matchup.
So I had Portland way lower than that. I think Phoenix is better than Portland. I just think Portland is so inconsistent. They don't defend. Like they don't have any defensive identity, and they're always banged up. They're always hurt. Nurkic got hurt again. CJ McCollum is now hurt. So now you're down two starters. Zach Collins is still out. So now you're still in the same position you were in last year, and that doesn't work. Golden State, I got to see. Yes, they had a good win Monday night, and they've been playing better as of late, but they're just so thin. Like, if Steph has to stay healthy, he can't miss any games. Like, he's the guy that makes everything work. As good as Draymond has been helping him out and getting him back on track, Steph can't have his annual injury where he misses 8 to 10 games. He can't do that. If he stays healthy, they got a shot to be in the top five. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. But right now, I still think it's the two L.A. teams. I would say Utah is firm number three. And then at that point, I would say San Antonio has been more consistent. Even though they've lost a couple of games, they probably could have won. But they've been consistent throughout. Their young guys have gotten a lot better.
Yeah, the West is definitely shaping up to be entertaining as far as 3-8 is concerned. Jameson, with that being said, you mentioned the Utah Jazz, and you know what you're going to get out of them each night. Defensively, I don't think there's any question it's Utah and the Lakers as far as the two best defensive teams in the Western Conference. I don't believe that's even really a debate at this point in time. And that may be why these two teams are sitting at 11-4 and 10-4. I know the Clippers are also 10-4, but let's be real. The quality of basketball has not been good so far this season. And you and I had this discussion off of the cuff, and I agree with you as far as the league really throwing it together, everything very fast. I understand the TV dollars. I understand the business aspect of the NBA very well. They did not have much of a choice. A very short offseason, if that's even what you want to call it. And because of that, we are seeing, it almost feels like a preseason game when you watch just these players going through the motions. Some of that may be chemistry, but it's obvious the effort's not there in the first 25 games, and that's what it's going to be, the first 25, 30 games of a 72-game season.
No, I don't think it's not the effort. I just think that there's just a lot going on. I mean, you have players in and out of the lineups. You got guys missing games, guys getting hurt. You're not practicing as much because no one wants to do anything additionally to what they already have to do with the game. So I just think it's a different situation. It's just very odd, to be honest with you. The games have not been good, but that's not what this season is about. This season is about get the regular season games through because you can meet the requirements of the contract you have to honor. I think the playoffs would be much better played, but these games right here, it is what it is. The key is to get those games through, and I think that's kind of where we're at, and that's the deal they made. They knew they were going to have challenges with COVID. They knew that there's going to be some issues, but that's not really the point. The point is to make sure that 72 games get played one way or another. As long as that happens, everybody's fine. If they don't get the TV money guaranteed, that's when things get shaky.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, and I understand the nuances. I mean, Washington has not played a game in 9 days. Right, and this is such a compact season to begin with. It has taken 9 days since the last time we saw the Washington Wizards. Yet, the effort is not there defensively. When you break it down, that's what defense is. It's effort, right? And it's one of the things that Quinn Snyder has been so great at in Utah, and it's one of the things that the Los Angeles Lakers last year, they prided themselves in the defensive end of the floor. It was an effort deal. That's what tells me there's minimal effort because there really is not much defense being played right now.
Yeah, I mean, the big part about defense, though, is energy. And if you're playing back-to-backs and two games, three nights and three games and four nights and all that, tough. Like, it's really tough. And with the schedule being the way it is, very few teams, if you don't have a defensive identity, you're not going to all of a sudden get one during this season. Like, it's just not going to happen. It's just too short of time. With the way the games are, you don't have a lot of time to practice and implement defensive stuff. So, yeah, it's one of those things where defense was already optional in the NBA already. Now, like you said, it's a handful of teams that can really lock up. That's why I have questions about Brooklyn, because as good as they are offensively, defensively, I don't know if they can get stops versus elite teams, but it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Do you know who the best team defensively, and I'm talking about points allowed, do you know who that is in the league right now? The team giving up the fewest amount of points?
I'm going to take a guess to say like OKC or something like that.
Cleveland.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. It is Cleveland. Still?
Yeah.
This was like last week. I didn't know they were still in that conversation.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I take that back. They're second. Two. Number one is actually New York. Cleveland is second. They've dipped to two. So Cleveland and New York.
Had a couple of games recently where it looked very 1993-ish.
Yeah.
They won a game in the 80s, I think, on Sunday. And I think they held the Celtics that were missing like three guys to like 70-something or 80-something as well. So that makes sense.
Yeah, I like that. Very 1993-ish. Yeah, that's a good point. So, I mean, you wouldn't expect that. And again, in the Western Conference, the top two teams allowing the fewest points, it's the Lakers and the Jazz, and they are actually dead even right now at 105. That number is obviously going to go down as we get a little bit later on in the season. But I think at this point in time, when you look at some of the elite teams, different in the Eastern Conference, because while New York and Cleveland are giving up the fewest amount of points, they're also scoring the fewest points. There's not a lot of talent offensively there. When you look at the Lakers and the Jazz, that number is going to come down. It would not surprise me if that 105 dips somewhere to, I don't know, 100 to 99. I mean, really, I think those two teams are that good defensively.
Right, right. No, I agree. But with the Knicks, you got to realize, you play for Tibbs, you got to play defense.
No doubt. Yep.
That's the one thing, like, that, I mean, I don't agree with how he coaches a lot of stuff, but the one thing you're going to see on a Tibbs team is to defend. Like, you're going to have to be able to defend, and that's been his calling card, so that doesn't surprise me one bit.
When you look at the landscape of it so far, obviously it was sad that C.J. McCollum and Nurkic, we talked about those two going down. I don't mean this morbidly at all, but are you surprised by the lack of major injuries that we've seen? I know Markel Fultz went down, but really we haven't seen an abundance of massive injuries in the league. And I'll tell you right now, I am a little surprised at that.
Well, one, it's still early, and secondly, and most importantly, you won't see a lot of injuries this year. What you're going to see is this season take the wear and tear out of a lot of guys, especially guys that made the playoffs last year. So if you had a team make the second round and beyond and then had to come back quick and get ready for this season and shoulder the load, you're going to see that, I think, next year when you'll see that. This year it is what it is, because this is basically an extension of the bubble, in my opinion. Like, season-wise, if you think about it, it's basically like an extension. They came back in August, played for 2 months, took a few weeks off and came right back. It's almost like an extension part of that. But I think next season, whenever that starts, I think that's when you're going to see it, because this is a lot of games in a short amount of time with not a lot of rest or recovery time between the games. Even on the even when you get time, like right now the Lakers got 2 days off before their next game. They have to travel across the country to play that game. So you really only have 1 day off and a travel day, and then you play. It's very, very difficult to recuperate the body. That's why Jimmy Butler is nowhere near as the guys we saw in the bubble. Nowhere near that. His body has not been able to recover, and it may never recover.
It may not. I mean, if you go back and you look at what he gave in that bubble over that short period of time, yeah, absolutely. That's a fine point. I mean, and I believe the expectations for the Miami Heat maybe were a little bit too far-fetched to begin with going into the season.
They were, but the one thing they had, Jordan, and I like Hero, I like Duncan Robinson. Those are great stories. They've outplayed where they were picked in their contract situations thus far. Got Kendrick Nunn, same situation. Precious, I can't think of his last name right now. And those four pieces could have got them James Harden. Now, I know Harden doesn't fit them culturally, but if you're trying to win a championship, and you've seen what Jimmy's been able to do thus far, I would have took that gamble on Harden and see what I can do, because that Heat culture is strong. When you have that situation, you go for it. Whenever you have a window, you go for it. Too many times that we see teams not pull the trigger on deals to put them over the top. And this, I think, will bite Miami by not making a deal like that.
Yeah, you know, I agree. And that's kind of been part of the Heat culture that you mentioned, right? Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, they have always found ways for guys to outplay their contract and deals, always. At some point in time, you have to coax another franchise into believing you can do the same, or believing they have the diamond of the rough contract dollar-wise, and the Heat haven't done that.
And I like Hero, but there's a chance he may never, ever, ever make an All-Star game. You know what I mean? So it's not like he's a bad guy, but I think sometimes you got to sell high, because I look at a couple other players that have organizations would have sold high, who knows what they would have gotten. But when you got a rookie that plays above their where they were picked, you have a very good situation. Sometimes that might be the highest value they will ever hold. It reminds me of the Lakers and Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma's rookie year is the highest value he will probably ever have because he outplayed expectations. And ever since then, it's been a slow dip to where we are now.
Jamison Welsh, get a basketballnews.com, taking out the time to have a roundabout conversation at the NBA. Jamison, those are always the most fun conversations. I definitely appreciate the time. I know you guys have really dropped some great stuff at Basketball News over the last couple of weeks. Please let the listeners know where they can find it.
Yes, basketballnews.com. We have podcasts. We have articles. We have video shows. We have morning shows. We have a lot of analytical stuff. We have former coaches, former front office people, and a lot more to come. But we're in a very good spot, and I hope everyone enjoys it going forward. I think a lot of people are going to like what we have putting out. And if you look every day, there's a clip of an interview that's out there. So keep on listening, keep on enjoying, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, you guys are doing fantastic work. And, Jamison, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show here. I look forward to the talk again next week. Thank you again.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having me, as always.
Let's break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll put the final touches on this edition of the show right after this. 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Remodeling a house can be fun, stressful, exciting, and sometimes cause serious anxiety. Let Nichols Remodeling and Construction help. A company that values their customers, going the extra mile to make sure they're satisfied and the job is done right the first time. Nichols has full-time painters on staff and a custom cabinetry shop. How many other remodeling companies can say that? From tile to excavation, they do it all. Call Jackson Nichols at 630-8687 to schedule an appointment.
Imagine having the perfect snow shovel, one that takes the work out of shoveling the snow, one where the snow doesn't stick, it just rolls off the blade like a plow. A shovel with a 6-year guarantee against breakage that has a D-grip handle and is lightweight. Hi, this is Alan at Peterson Chemical and Janitorial, and we've been selling the Bigfoot Snow Shovel for over 30 years. Come on down to 373 South, 100 West in Price, and get yours today. That's Peterson Chemical Company.
For some children, visiting the dentist for the first time can be a little stressful. Price Pediatric Dental understands and has some tips to ease a child's anxiety. Bring your child in to meet the staff and tour the office before any dental work is done. They can even sit in the dentist chair and have a conversation. This will allow him or her to become familiar with the staff and office environment. Price Pediatric Dental specializes in making sure a child's visit is a positive one. Call to schedule an appointment today at 637-9590.
As a mom, I felt like my kids were slipping away. I just wanted to spend time with them. But with our fast-paced life, it just wasn't possible. Besides, what kid wants to hang out with their mom? That was until I found the Price Theaters. So now I take time with each of my kids and take them to a movie. No, we can't talk during the movie, but we're together, and the conversation afterwards is the best. So as one busy mom to another, take your kid to the movies tonight. It'll give you things to talk about for a lifetime.
Tired of your worn-out, dated kitchen cabinets? Painting them is an easy way to make them look new and refresh your entire kitchen. Benjamin Moore Advance makes painting cabinets a snap. Whether brushed, rolled, or sprayed, Advance leaves a smooth, durable finish with the added benefit of easy soap and water cleanup. Available in high-gloss, semi-gloss, satin, and matte finishes, and it's available in thousands of famous Benjamin Moore colors, so you are sure to get the perfect color and elegant look your cabinets deserve. Come into Spectrum Paint Supply today, 80 South, 100 West.
The choice is yours. Sutherland's Friends of the Family Plus Consumer Credit Card lets you choose from 5% off instantly at the register or special financing on qualifying purchases. That means no forms, no waiting, no rebates. You can choose 5% off instantly with your Sutherland's Credit Card. Got a big project? Choose special financing. The choice is yours with Sutherland's Friends of the Family Plus Consumer Credit Card. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payment required. See store for details. Only at Sutherland's.
This is Eastern Utah's news and weather station. 107.3 FM and 750 AM. KOAL, Price.